I want us to look tonight about stepping in a little bit, but more or less just walking right. And we'll talk about some stepping in just a minute, stepping in the River Jordan. But I want us to look in the book of Joshua, chapter number 5. We'll look at verses 13 and 14, then we'll go over to 1 Peter in just a moment. But you know, when the children of Israel got to the River Jordan, they had already walked for 40 years. They had wandered around. Those who did not believe did not make it in. Those who wanted to cause problems did not make it in. And even Moses himself did not cross over into the Promised Land. But even then, it was not, when they were all gathered there, it was not just a, well, let's just walk in and do this thing. They had a river in front of them. There had to be some faith that they had to walk through first. You might call it another trial of faith. And he instructed those priests to lift that Ark of the Covenant. And can you imagine, you know, we are priests before him today. And we're told to get out and walk. We're told to get out and to walk in this work that we do. But it's not just the work, it's the faith. It's the faith. And as we walk where our feet hit, we need to give some consideration to that sometimes. Can you imagine those priests as they're getting close to that water and all of a sudden the water's still not moving? All of a sudden a thought might hit one of them that says, well, he said walk to the water and the water would part. But it says as their feet touched the water, whoosh, the problem began to move out of the way. Whoosh. Every step as their feet touched that water, the waters rolled back because of their faith. I believe that gave the rest of the children of Israel the same faith to go on through there. Can you imagine seeing a wall of water, how high that must have been? They didn't come through the Red Sea, if you remember. They had never seen that before, but that faith was there. Then once they got on the other side, they had to be sanctified. And he had a time of sanctification for them. And then we come to where we are now, and they're about to walk again into faith. 5:13 says, and it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, I am now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, what saith my Lord unto his servant? They were being prepared. They were being prepared for the first battle that they didn't have to fight. They were being prepared for the first battle that God was going to deliver into their hands, the enemy. Now, most of us in here, I believe, have been serving the Lord for many years. He has delivered enemy after enemy after enemy. He has fought battle after battle after battle for us. We have walked out on faith. We have stepped out there and our toes have touched that water. We've gotten out of the boat. We've marched around the walls. We've done all the things that we find throughout the Word of God, and he has blessed and he has given that to us. But can I tell you, when you think back on some of the biggest battles that God has faced, that you have faced, that God has come through for you, and that God has come and just delivered the enemy into your hand, there was always a time that you got away somewhere, I believe, with the Lord. There was some time spent away, and maybe you looked up and you seen a vision. Maybe you looked up and he just moved in a miraculous way. Maybe it was in a church service. Maybe it was on your own, in your own home, or maybe it was, you know, out in the woods. Maybe you bent over a tree and made an old-fashioned altar somewhere, but you got along with God. And all of a sudden, he began to minister to you. Well, here, the captain of the Lord's host is here, and he asked him, are you for us? Or are you against us, in other words? Are you for our adversaries? And the emphasis, when I look at today's church world, it seems to be on God being on our side. But I believe we need to understand that we need to just clear all that thinking out of our mind, and it should be on us getting on his side. In the church world, people have chosen sides of different things. They've chosen opinions of different matters. They try to build cases. You know, we're not lawyers. There's nothing wrong with having a good attorney. Brother Ken talked about that this morning. There's nothing wrong. We've got them on retainers at the state office and in Cleveland as well. I've had to speak to one two or three times myself just to get some advice. Nothing wrong with that, but we're not attorneys. We shouldn't have to try to build a case and hope that God gets on our side. He's not going to sit back like a jury and try to vote for us yay or nay. But what we have to do is decide that we are going to get on His side. So tonight I want to ask you, who is on the Lord's side tonight? You know, there's an old song that asks that question, who's on the Lord's side? But I want us to really think about that in spirit. You know, because He doesn't jump on our side just because we stand up and go, whoo, praise the Lord. And He goes, well, I'm on their side now. And then we walk out of here and we get the mully grubs or go back to doing things that we shouldn't do. And He goes, well, now I'm not on their side. No, God is God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's going to be the same no matter what. And we are the ones who have to make sure that we line up to His word and that we're on His side. Now, the children of Israel, they had crossed Jordan. They had marked, they'd placed the markers, and they reached the point now that they were allowed this access into Canaan. And they witnessed so much already. But the word says that all of a sudden now, that manna that had been falling, that manna that had been there, that the manna now was ceasing. And they began to eat from the land that God had provided. I praise Him when He blesses us in such a way that we began to eat from the blessings. That we began to reap those blessings that He has laid out there for us because we have obeyed Him, because we have crossed a barrier that He only is the only one who can remove or get us across or get us through. He is